使徒行传第九章第三十二到四十三节。
彼得周流四方的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里，遇见一个人名叫以尼亚，得了瘫痪，在褥子上躺卧八年。彼得对他说：“以尼亚，耶稣基督医好人，起来收拾你的褥子。”他就立刻起来了。凡住吕大和沙伦的人都看见了他，就归服主。在约帕有一个女徒名叫大比大，翻出来希利尼话是多加，就是多加。她广行善事，多施周济。当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，停在楼上。吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”彼得起身和他们同去，到了便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都在彼得旁边哭。那多加与他们同在时所做的里衣和外衣给他看，彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对这死人说：“大比大，起来！”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，便坐起来。彼得伸手扶他起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活的交给他们。这是传遍约帕，就有许多人信了主。此后彼得在约帕的一个削皮匠西门的家里，对不起，削皮匠西门的家里住了多日。我们读经到这里，请感谢神赐给我们这宝贵的话语。这时候就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要传讲的题目是神迹与救恩。
Good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Miracles are defined as something that is supernatural.
神迹的定义就是那些超自然的一些事迹。
The one who is doing it must be God.
那行这事的必须是神。
It would also include Christ and the Holy Spirit.
这也包括基督还有圣灵。
Because they are three persons in the Godhead.
因为他们是神的三个位格。
The miracles done by Satan are false.
撒旦所行的一些奇事，那是虚假的神迹。
They may be supernatural, but the source is the devil and not God.
他们可能是超然的一些事迹，但是他们的源头不是神，而是撒旦。
God alone is supposed to do miracles.
唯有神，独有神是能够行神迹的。
But because Satan, as a fallen angel, challenges God, he will perform false miracles to pretend that he is God.
那因着撒旦他是堕落的天使，那他为了要来与神敌对神，那他也行一些虚假的奇事来迷惑人。
Angels are to do God's will.
天使本当是来行神的心意。
God alone does miracles.
唯有神是能够行神迹的。
The third qualification of a miracle is that the miracles are signs and wonders pointing us to the real message.
那神迹的第三个要素就是神迹本身它 是一些一些奇事，一些异能，那他都是把人指向神本身。
For example,
举个例子
，When Jesus Christ did miracles on earth,
当耶稣基督在地面上来行神迹的时候
，He told them that He is the Son of God.
他告诉他们他是神的儿子。
And since God does miracle,
那既然神是行神迹的
，And Christ being the Son of God, He did miracles.
那基督他身为神的儿子，他就行神迹。
That's why miracles are called signs and wonders.
那因此，神迹就被称为一些奇事，一些异能。
They point us to Christ in that example.
然后就在这个例子当中，他就是把我们指向基督。
So miracles must be supernatural. God is the source, and it points us to the real message.
那因此。神迹它必须是一些超自然的事项，那么它的源头是神，它也把我们指向神本身。
In Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to verse 43, we have the account of two miracles.
在《使徒行传》第九章第三十二到四十三节，在当中就为我们记载了两项的神迹。
Miracles performed may result in salvation.
所行的神迹，就是有可能会导致人来得着救恩。
But sometimes the message is not about salvation.
然而有的时候，所带的信息，不都是不包含这个救恩。
This is what we see.In these two miracles,
那这也是我们在这两个神迹里面所看到的。
The first miracle is found in verse 32 to verse 35.
那第一个神迹就在第三十二到三十五节，让我们看到。
Peter had arrived at a city called Lydda, and he came down to the saints.
而彼得就已经来到了这个被称为吕大的。这个城市，那么他就到了圣徒的当中。
So he was not doing this miracle in front of unbelievers.
那他在这里所行的，这个神迹不是在非信徒面前来行。
This miracle was done among holy ones, believers.
那这个神迹是在就是圣徒的当中，在信徒的当中来行。
He found a certain man named Aeneas.Which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy.
那他在这里，他就遇见了一个人，名叫以尼亚。那这人得了瘫痪，那在炉子上躺卧了八年。
This man was not born paralyzed.
这个人不是生来就瘫痪的。
He was paralyzed for the past 8 years.
他已经瘫痪了，就是有八年之久。
He was alive, but he could not move.
他虽然活着，但是他却不能，他却动弹不得。
And then Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ make thee whole. Arise, make thy bed." And he arose immediately.
那我们看到彼得就对他说：“以尼亚，耶稣基督医好你了，起来，收拾你的炉子。”那他就立刻起来了。
Now this was done by God.
这是神的作为
，because Peter did it in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为彼得是奉耶稣基督的名做这事。
Peter did not make this man whole. Jesus did.
彼得没有使到这个人得医治，而是耶稣使到他得医治。
It was supernatural.
这是超自然的情况。
But what was the message?
那这是带来什么信息呢？
Now remember, this was done amongst believers.
那要记得，这是在圣徒当中、信徒当中来行的。
Now we know that there was a great persecution that had afflicted the early church from Acts chapter 8.
我们都知道，从使徒行传第八章，让我们看到说，当时候的教会正受到一个很大的逼迫。
And we read of the great conversion of the apostle Paul, or Saul.
然后我们也读到关于这个使徒保罗或者说扫罗 他悔改的 事情。
In Acts chapter 7, we read of the death of Stephen.
那在使徒行传第七章，我们也看到，就是关于斯提凡殉道的事情。
Many believers in the face of persecution still held on to the faith.
那在这大逼迫当中，许多信徒仍然持守他们的信心。
But there were some believers who were frightened.
然而却有一些信徒，他们已经惧怕了。
And they turned their back on Christ.
他们就是已经离弃了基督。
That means they were afraid to call themselves Christians.
也就是说，他们害怕自称是基督徒了。
They were afraid to witness for Christ.
他们已经不敢来为耶稣基督做见证。
They want to be a secret Christian.
啊，他们要做一个隐秘的基督徒。
The reason was obvious.
啊，那原因是显然的。
They were afraid of persecution.
他们害怕蒙受逼迫。
They were afraid of death.
他们害怕死亡。
Losing their jobs.
害怕失去他们的职业。
Losing their families.
害怕失去他们的家庭。
Losing their freedom.
害怕失去他们的自由。
Are you afraid also?
你是否也害怕呢？
Are you afraid to obey the word of God in your homes, in your workplaces?
你是不是害怕就是在你家中或者是在你工作场合来为主来做见证呢？
Because you are afraid of being persecuted.
因为你害怕你会遭受逼迫。
People may laugh at you.
人可能嘲笑你。
You might lose your job.
你可能会失去你的工作。
You may lose your friends and families.
你甚至可能会失去你的朋友，失去你的家庭。
Are you afraid?
你会害怕吗？
There were believers who were afraid.
有些那当时候就有信徒是害怕的。
That's why this miracle was very significant.
那因此这样的一个神迹是很有意义的。
This man was still alive.
这个仍然活着的人，
but he could not move.
他却不能够动弹。
Just like a backsliding Christian.
就像一个已经背了道的信徒。
He is still alive in Christ.
他虽然仍然在主里是活着的。
But because he was afraid, like the paralyzed man, he could not move. He could not witness for Christ.
那他因为害怕，他就像这瘫痪的人。他不能够行动，他不能够来为主做见证。
This miracle was done to restore the wayward believer.
那这样的一个神迹是行出来，是为要来就是使到这些已经走路曲路的这些信徒，让他们能够重新得着复合。
The purpose was to tell them that.God has not forgotten you.
原意是要让他们知道说神并没有忘记了你们。
You may have failed God, but God still wants you.
你可能亏欠了神，但是神仍然要使用你。
Come back to the Lord.
回到主的面前。
Stop being afraid.
不要再惧怕。
Stop being paralyzed that you cannot witness for Christ anymore.
那不要在那里变成瘫痪了，不能够再为主做见证。
This is to teach us to be careful of spiritual paralysis.
那这是要提醒我们，让我们真的是来小心提防属灵的瘫痪。
That's what verse 35 says.
那这也是第三十五节所说的。
And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord.
那在这里三十五节说，凡住吕大和沙伦的人都看见了他，就归服主。
The word "turn to the Lord" means they turn back to the Lord.
那这里归服主的意思就是他们就回到主的面前。
That's why the Bible said that Peter went amongst the saints and this miracle was done. And all the saints who were wayward, they turned back to the Lord.
那因此在这里我们知道说那里的记载是说到说彼得是去到圣徒的当中，那行了这个神迹，就是让这些已经走了偏路的圣徒能够回到神的面前。
This is a very important teaching in a believer's life.
这是在信徒的生命中的一个很重要的一个教导。
The Lord knows that when we serve the Lord on this earth, we will succumb to temptation at times.
那神知道我们如果在侍奉神的时候，有的时候我们会遭遇一些的试炼。
That means we will sin against the Lord.
甚至落入试探来得罪神。
When you do not repent of your sin, and you allow sin to remain, that will turn to waywardness.
那如果你就是不为着你的罪来悔改，你让你的罪仍然在身上，那就是继续的在走偏路。
If you sin, you repent immediately. It's not waywardness.
那如果你犯了罪，你就马上悔改来归向神，那你就不是在走偏路。
When you sin, you do not repent of your sin and you allow sin to remain. That is.Backsliding or waywardness.
那如果你犯了罪，你仍然让那罪存留在你生命中，那你不愿意悔改，那就是说你仍然就是在走偏路，那你在背道。
This miracle points to the message to us: come back to the Lord.
那这样的一个神迹是指着把我们指向这样的一个事实，就是让我们回到神的面前。
Stop being afraid to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们停止害怕来为耶稣基督来做见证。
That means stop disobeying the Bible.
也就是说，停止来违抗圣经的教导。
Don't obey the voices of man.
让我们不听从人的声音。
Do all things according to scriptures.
让我们做任何事情都按照圣经所教导的。
And walk again.
再重新的来行走。
That means be a holy witness for Christ once more.
那也就是说，成为就是再次的成为基督的美好见证。
This part of Christianity we sometimes forget.
在这就是基督徒的生命的这一环，有的时候我们却忘了。
That our loving Heavenly Father.Always desire his children to come back to him, no matter how far you may have strayed away from him.
因为我们的天父，他时刻的盼望我们能够回到他的面前，无论我们是已经偏离了，走了多远。
All you need to do is to stop sinning and sincerely repent with all your heart and come back to the Lord.
那你唯一需要做到的就是停止在犯罪，然后真心的悔改。回到神的面前。
This miracle is about a saint.
这个神迹是关系到一个圣徒。
The Bible introduced to us that at Joppa, a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas, this woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did.
那在这里圣经告诉我们有另外一个信徒，他的名字叫大比大，那翻译出来就是多加的意思，那么他狂行善事，多施周济。
So in the first miracle we have wayward believers.
那在第一个神迹我们看到一个走偏离了神的一个信徒。
In the second miracle it's about a faithful and very effectiveWitness.
那第二个这个个案呢，是让我们看到说一个真诚、一个有效的一个见证。
She was a great blessing to many.
她对许多人来讲，真的是把神的福气带给他们。
She was not afraid.
她不害怕。
Not even in the face of persecution.
那即使是面对逼迫，她也不怕。
But then she became very sick one day.
然而他却患了病病得很重。
And the sickness was so severe that the Bible said in verse 37 that she died.
然而他的病是如此的重而是一直在第三十七节就告诉我们说他患病而死。
And they already prepared her body for burial in the upper chamber.
那他们已经预备好就是把他身体洗干净，再停放在楼上，要来预备来安葬。
Tabitha lived in a city called Joppa.
大比大他是住在这个城市，这城市名叫约帕。
Peter did his first miracle in a city called Lydda.
那彼得是在 吕大这个城市来行了第一个神迹。
And since the two cities were very near each other, the people in Joppa sent two men to call Peter to come to Joppa.
这两个城市就是吕大跟约帕是相近的。既然是很靠近呢，在这个约帕那里，就门徒们就差派了两个人去见彼得，那就邀请他来到这个吕大当中。
They did not say, the Bible did not say what they want Peter to do.
那圣经没有告诉我们他们要彼得来，要他做什么。
The Bible said in verse 38, they just wanted Peter to come.
在第三十八节，圣经只告诉我们说他们只要求。央求彼得来。
And in verse 39, the Bible said Peter arose and Peter went with them.
那第三十九节，圣经就说彼得起身，彼得就同他们去了。
When he arrived, they brought Peter to the upper chamber where Tabitha's body was already prepared for burial.
当他来到吕大的时候，他们就把他带到楼上，就是大比大的尸体安放的地方。那他们在预备要为他安葬。
There were many widows who were there with the body of Tabitha.
那在那里有许多寡妇啊，就是站在这大比大的尸身的旁边。
They were weeping.
他们都在那里哀哭。
They must be the ones that Tabitha helped.
他们都是那些领受大比大的恩惠的人。
Because widows like orphanages were the lowest in the society.
因为寡妇就像是那些孤儿一样，在这个社会当中是处在很低下的这个阶层。
No one cared for them，
没有人愿意来照管他们。
But Tabitha cared for them，
然而大比大却照顾他们。
People like to serve rich people，
许多人都喜欢来服侍有钱的人。
People like to care for rich people。
那许多人都喜欢关心那有钱的人
，because rich people can care for them in return，
因为有钱的人能够回应他们所给予他们的服侍。
But the widows were very poor most of the time，
而我们知道说，寡妇多数的时候，往往都是比较穷困的。
When you care for poor people, you know poor people cannot give you any money back in return.
那如果你去照管这些穷困的人，那你只知道这些穷困的人是没有办法用钱财来回应你。
But Tabitha was such a person; she cared for the widows.
那大比大却是这样的一个人，他是。在那里就是眷顾这些寡妇。
When she was alive, she expected nothing in return from the widows. She just simply wanted to do what was right.
那当她还活着的时候，她只是纯粹为着行那正确的善事。那她并不期盼从这些人身上得到什么好处。
And these widows showed Peter the coat and the garments which Tabitha or Dorcas made while she was with them.
那这些寡妇就在彼得面前就让彼得看就是大这个多家在他们当中所曾经所做的这些里衣外衣，他们都拿给彼得看。
What Tabitha did was a very, very big gesture of love.
我们看到这大比大他所做的是广行这个爱心。
We live in Singapore where there are no four seasons.
我们活在新加坡是没有四季之分。
And so we do not appreciate and understand the significance of Tabitha giving these coats and garments to the widows.
那因此我们并不能够完全的来体会到说，当大比大他这样的把这些里衣外衣做好来给这些寡妇所就是包含的意义。
We may appreciate this when you imagine yourself going to a country in winter without your winter clothes.
那我们如果这样的来设想，如果我们去到一个有冬天的国家，那在冬天里面你却没有穿戴任何的寒衣。
Do you know what's it like?
你知道会有什么状况吗？
The moment you walk out of the airport in a winter country, straight away you will put on your winter garments.
那在冬天的时候，如果你走出这个机场的时候，那马上的你就会穿上这个寒衣。
Winter lasts for 3 years, 3 months.
冬天持续3个月的时间。
If they do not have these outer garments and coats, they can freeze to death.
如果他们没有这个外衣跟里衣，他们将会遭受冬寒，那甚至会冻死。
What it means is that what Tabitha did was life saving.
那在这里所要表明的是，大比大所做的是在救赎人的生命。
And so they all missed her very much.
那因此他们都就是为着他的离去感到若有所思。
Peter asked all the widows to go out of this upper chamber, and he was alone with Tabitha.
那彼得就叫所有的人都离开他，那他单独就在这上楼那里跟大比大同在。
He knelt down and he prayed.
他跪下，他祷告。
And then he turned to the body of Tabitha, and then he said, "Tabitha, arise."
那然后他就转身啊，就是来朝向这个死人，他就对他说：“大比大，起来。”
Immediately her eyes opened.
那马上的这大比大的眼睛就张开了。
When she saw Peter, she sat up.
当他看见彼得，他就坐起来。
He gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and the widows, presented her alive to them.
那彼得就伸出手来扶他起来，那就叫了众圣徒还有寡妇进去，他就把大比大交给他们。
Again, this miracle was done in the midst of believers.
那我们看到在这里，这一个神迹是在信徒当中来行的。
It was supernatural.
它是超自然的。
What Peter prayed for, we do not have the content.
那到底彼得祷告的内容是什么？我们却不得而知。
But we can conclude that he definitely prayed to God.
而我们可以肯定的是，他肯定是向神来祷告。
And he knew that it was only through Jesus Christ that Tabitha would rise from the dead.
因为他知道，唯有借着耶稣基督，大比大才能够从死里来复活。
This had been Peter's pattern whenever a miracle was done by God through Peter.
那这是彼得所采纳的这样的一个格式啊，往往彼得当神使用他来行神迹的时候，都是这样。
Therefore, we can safely say the source of this miracle was also God.
那因此我们可以这样的肯定的说，这个神迹的这个源头是神本身。
But again, we need to ask ourselves, what is the message?
那然后我们要再次的来问我们自己，到底这要带出的意义是什么呢？
The message of the first miracle was to restore the wayward.
那第一个神迹所要带出来的信息是要来使到偏离的信徒能够修复。
The message in the second miracle is this.
那在这个第二个神迹当中的这信息是这样的。
To encourage the brethren.
是要勉励就是弟兄。
Remember, Tabitha was a great blessing to God's people.
要记得大比大是在神的百姓当中，他是带给他们很大福气。
Is your life a great blessing to God's people?
那你的生命是不是带给神的子民很大的福气呢？
You have been kept alive by God Almighty so that you may continue to be a great blessing to God's people.
那你靠着神的恩典能够继续的存留，那好叫你能够把福气带给神的百姓。
Don't stop being a great blessing.
让我们不要停止成为别人的祝福。
Others may not be doing it, but you don't stop. You keep doing it for the Lord's sake.
别人可能已经停止不再这样行，但是你不要停止，你要为着神的缘故来行这些。
Because sometimes we may grow tired and faint.
因为有的时候我们会感到疲倦疲乏困倦。
Sometimes we might even feel discouraged.
那有的时候我们甚至会受到一些的挫折。
We are not saying that the people were not appreciative of Tabitha when she was alive.
我们不是说这些人并不为这大比大在活着的时候所做的来欣赏他的作为。
Perhaps they were.
可能他们是这样。
But they definitely felt it when she was dead.
但是他们肯定的是感受到 失去了一些什么，因为当他死的时候，他们感受到他的死。They
really missed her very much.
然后他们实在是很想念她。Because
her good deeds were already done because of her death.
那他就是已经完成了这些美好的事情，那在这时候他死了，已经停止了。To
those of us who have received the blessings of those who have been a great blessing to us, be appreciative, be grateful, be thankful.
我们那些领受别人带来祝福的，我们应当为着我们所领受的来感激，来感恩。
Don't take them for granted.
让我们不要把这些都看成是理所当然的。
They serve constrained by the love of Christ. They don't even expect a thank you.
那那些人，他们是因着神的爱的激励，他们这样的服侍，他们并不期盼要得到什么回报。
But that does not mean that we should not say thank you.
然而这不表示说我们就不需要向他们来说声感谢。
They do not expect even any words of encouragement from us.
他们也不期盼从我们
All they wanted to do is to serve invisibly, just give of their lives to all of us for Christ's sake.
那他们所要做的只是在那里默默的来不为人所觉察的来为着基督来做这些事。
But that does not mean that you should not say words of genuine, sincere encouragement, not flattery, genuine, sincere words of encouragement.
那这不表示说我们就不需要来真诚的来说一些感激、一些鼓励的话，我是说真诚感激、鼓励，而不是一些夸大的话。Let
the world know that the Christian faith is a faith of compassion and the love of God.
让世人看到说，耶稣，就是基督的信仰，是带着恩慈、带着爱心的。
It is a faith where there are genuinely people who are very helpful.
那是这样的一个，就是信靠基督的人是带着真诚的爱心，真诚要帮助人。
There are also many people who are grateful.
那我们也知道有许多人他们是懂得感恩的。
And what happened was known through all Joppa, and this time many believed in the Lord, those who were not believers.
那这里所发生的是，这里所发生在吕大的事情，就是使到许多原本还没有相信耶稣基督的人来归信耶稣基督。In
the first miracle in verse 35, believers return to the Lord.
那在第一个神迹第35节，让我们看到说，信主的人来归向神。When
the sinners saw this aspect of the Christian faith, where there were grateful believers, where there were helpful believers, they said, we want to believe in this Christ as well.
那在这里，这些罪人，因为他们看到了这些感恩的基督徒，看到了这些真的是带福气给人的基督徒，他们也愿意的来归信耶稣基督。Because
they are a family that truly care for one another and help one another.
因为他们看到的是，这是一家像一家人一样，彼此的坦诚的相待，彼此的坦诚的相助。All
the more so in the face of persecution. Don't forget.
那特别是在这里，我们不要忘记，他们正面对逼迫。We
need to care for one another sincerely.
我们在彼此之间必须坦诚的来相顾。Those
who help, keep on helping.
我们已经帮助人的，让我们持续的这么做。As
long as the Lord gives you strength, you keep on helping, constrained by the love of Christ, expecting nothing in return.
那只要神继续存留我们的生命，继续给我们力量， 那我们就继续的去关心去扶持人，那我们不要期盼要得到什么回报。
And you are a Tabitha.
那你就是一个另外一个大比大。
To those of us who receive the help and the blessings from these Tabithas,
而我们那些领受这些恩惠，从这些大比大当中来领受恩惠的人呢，
Be grateful.
让我们都存感恩的心。
Be appreciative and be thankful.
那让我们都来欣赏为着我们所领受的来感谢。
Don't wait for the Lord to take them home before you say thank you to them.
那不要等到主把他们带回天家了，你才来开始来向他们说感谢。
Because that's how you encourage them.
那因为借着你的感谢能够来鼓励他们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典满有慈爱的圣天父，
We thank thee, O Lord, for these two miracles.
主，我们为着这两个神迹来感谢你。
For they teach us precious lessons.
因为他们都教导我们宝贵的功课。
The lesson that the Lord will never give up on us.
让我们被提醒，主是不会放弃我们的。
Even though at times we have given up on the Lord because we are afraid.
即使是有的时候我们放弃了主，因为害怕我们离弃了主。
Help us not to be paralyzed anymore in our witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们，让我们不再在见证主你的事情上成为一个瘫痪的人。
May we be convicted and return unto the Lord.
求主真的是来改变我们的心，让我们回转来归向主。
So that we may walk again and be a godly testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ once more.
好叫我们能够重新站立起来，能够继续来成为耶稣基督的美好见证。
We thank the Lord for the many Tabithas in our midst.
主，我们也为着我们当中有许多大比大，我们感谢你。
May thou bless them and encourage their hearts as they continue to serve thee faithfully.
求主来赐福来勉励他们的心，让他们在继续这样的忠心的来服侍你的时候，让我们得到激励。
Help us all who are like the widows learn to be grateful and to be thankful to all these Tabithas whom you have used to bring blessings to us.
让我们那些就像这些寡妇一样，能够从大比大那里领受福气的人，我们也真的是能够来感恩，来激励那些就是这些人把恩慈带给我们。
By this love that we show toward one another, may sinners see Christ in us and come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as well.
让我们在彼此之间所显的这样的一个真诚的相爱，好叫非信徒能够看到我们之间的爱慕，而就是愿意的来追寻来认识耶稣基督。
May thou hear our cry, O Lord, for Jesus' sake. In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
我们求主来垂听我们的祷告，为着耶稣基督的缘故，我们求主让我们继续这样做。我们这样子感恩祷告，是奉靠救主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。